Don't you love certain verses, my friends? There are certain verses that just strike us, don't they? And they become very precious to us. Well, we're looking at one this day. It's very precious. And Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. You're listening to a broadcast on the good news, the grace of God, the fact that our Father in heaven, the creator of the whole universe, has come to the earth, God himself, in Jesus Christ, and has redeemed us for the eternal life that he has for us soon to come. Now, my friends, as we have this faith and we train this faith, we are able to intercept our struggles, whether they be depression, a certain sense of deadness of soul, or whether they be issues like addiction, drugs, alcohol, food issues, heterosexual, homosexual addiction. We are able to break in and bring our Heavenly Father into these things so that they have less impact, less power, less control over our lives. Now, my friends, we're looking at Romans chapter 14. And this verse that I mentioned to you that to me personally is very precious is this one, 14 verse 8. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. You know, remember the context in which this is spoken. Paul is talking about how to love the world. He's talking about presenting ourselves before the world in the light of his mercies, presenting ourselves an available living sacrifice, holy in Christ's holiness, acceptable to God. And in the light of this, and as we do this, we are not to take serious note of people's differences, of different views, people who are strong in the faith, people who are weak in the faith, some who eat vegetables only because they're afraid of condemnation, or keep a Sabbath because they might be afraid of being condemned if they don't. All of these things, weak in the faith or strong in the faith, mind you, I remind you that you can keep a Sabbath strong in the faith, and you can be a vegetarian strong in the faith. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about the weak in the faith. And he says, in the light of Christ and the mercies of God, we receive people, weak or strong in the faith, as living to the Lord. Because whether they die or we die to the Lord, and whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Dying to the Lord, that is in dying in reference to and in the presence of and in fellowship with the Lord. Living in reference to the Lord, in reference to him and in fellowship with him, we live with him. Therefore, we live or die in the Lord. Now, I think this is so precious in the light of all the tragedies that go on in the world. You hear of shootings, you hear of events that take place like a tsunami or a road accident or someone tragically going from A to B and something happens quite out of the blue and a person dies, and you're tempted to think, well, how could that happen? He's a Christian. Is that a judgment from God? You even hear, and I have over the years, of a pastor preaching a sermon and in the middle of a sermon drops dead from a heart attack. And the temptation might be to think that person is under God's judgment. Now, we don't know. But what we do know is this. Whether a person lives or dies, is he in faith in Jesus, then he lives to the Lord and he dies to the Lord. Now, another fact about this is the following. Paul spent a whole chapter, chapter 8 of Romans, making it very clear that the power of death is broken. Paul says in chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For, he says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. How come I'm free from the law of sin and death? Because Christ rose from the dead in a new humanity, creating a new Adam a new Adamic race in himself, and in him we are counted free from the power of death and the power of sin. Judgment, death being a judgment for sin. We are freed from that. And so you get this impression, especially as you look into the Gospels, my friends, that Jesus isn't all that fazed by death. Whosoever, he says, believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. The little girl that was dead, he says, why are you weeping? She's not dead, but asleep. And Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4 says, I would not have you sorrow as those who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring up with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not go before or precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, notice he says the dead in Christ, which is a similar kind of idea that Paul is expressing here in Romans chapter 14. Whether we live or die, we live to the Lord. We live in Christ. So death should not be seen as an individual judgment on one person or another who is in Christ. Now, of course, death is a curse. Death was never meant to be. Death is an enemy. Paul says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, 1 Corinthians 15. So we look at it as a thing that was not meant to be. We cannot talk about death as normal. We cannot talk about death as the natural transition from death to life. We cannot talk about death as a new level of our being, or an entrance into a new level of being. No, it's an enemy. It was not meant to be. It's part of the curse. But the incredible nature of the gospel, the good news, is that now death becomes an act of grace. Paul says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. An incredible statement. How could he say that? Because he knows that death can no longer hold him. There will be resurrection. For him to die is to face next the resurrection. It is perhaps to go right into the presence of God immediately, and then the resurrection, to sleep perhaps until the resurrection, or to enter into God's presence immediately, but then be given the resurrected body later when Jesus comes. One way or another, there is a very real difference now that Christ has risen from the dead in regard to death. It is no longer counted as an enemy. It is counted as an experience through which we will come to Jesus. And so Paul is saying all of this in relation to love. He's saying, remember, these people that you have differences with, these people you perceive of as weak in faith, these people who are vegetarians and you're a meat eater, or who keep a Sabbath and you don't, these people whom you may consider are weak in faith, they are destined for resurrection. They are destined for eternal life. They are the Lord's, whether they live or die. And so Paul is putting on people, actually Christ has done it and he's recognizing it, a dimension way beyond the natural and the human. And that is what we do, my friends, not only with others, but with ourselves. When I think of the piddling difficulties I go through and the tedium of life and the stresses and the fears and the guilt or shame that I might carry, if I see myself in the minuscule nature of my humanity, I am but grass. I am as the flower of the field that fades. I'm here today and gone tomorrow. But when I see myself in Christ and know that I am going to enjoy the resurrection that he enjoyed, then I see myself as a partaker in the divine nature. I see myself as eternal in my destiny. I see myself as a brother of the inheritance, a brother of Christ, and therefore a sharer in his inheritance from the Father. So we have an incredible new identity in Christ, and if we do see that in relation to ourselves, then let me tell you, my friends, we shall and can see it in relation to another brother and or sister, and we will not despise him or her. Remember, the context of this is receiving a weak one, and then Paul says, "Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him." And so you see, we have this understanding that judgment passes away because these people that we are relating to, and they to us, have an eternal destiny. It's easier to love that way, my friends. Just think of the Holocaust. What happened to Adolf Hitler? What happened to Himmler that they could reduce themselves to such tyrants? That they could come to the place where they could eliminate human beings on a mass scale? I'll tell you. They forgot the dignity that Jesus bestows upon a single human being by virtue of his death and resurrection. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, every single being that we know, every person, has the potential of an eternal destiny. Hitler didn't see that. Because of his denial of God, he saw only a super race, and everybody else was insignificant and worthy of extermination, so that super race could be developed. How different from the Christian life. How different from the Christian faith, where Jesus searches over the hills for one single individual, that lost sheep, to find him and restore him to the fold. Remember that, my friend, in regard to your addictive struggle and in regard to everybody else's struggle. They may be weak in the faith, but they have an eternal destiny. If you'd like to become a partner of the radio broadcast, my friend, I'd welcome it heartily. How do you become a partner? Well, what is a partner? First of all, it's someone who decides to support this radio program by some monthly donating, or perhaps one time, an annual donation, or periodically throughout the year. I'll send you my Cook's monthly message, which is presently on the Book of Colossians, as an appreciation for that. If you'd like to do this, then, please send your first check to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. That's Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. You can take care of it by card if you like, debit or credit. Call me and tell me what you want me to take off your card, and I'll do that for you. 303-738-8694. That's 303-738-8694. Or you can take care of it by PayPal by going to our website, faithquestradio.com. By the way, you can hear all the broadcasts at any time on faithquestradio.com. And click on the donation button and you'll see the icon there for PayPal. Thanks for your support, my friends. So I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.